can't see how good a value it is. As I say, $49. Please go to the website, batc.com.au. We've got a new precinct there today undercover in the old betting ring called Eats at the Gardens, which allows anybody to try some different foods and different areas. All through the grandstands, as everybody knows now, I think, 33% reduction in food and beverage prices. You won't get better value in better facilities. We're right online there with pubs and clubs. Look, for members at 2 p.m, keep an eye on the big screen. If you're on course, you could win a special wine pack from our great sponsors, the Bortley Wines, just by being on track if you're an ATC member. Keep an eye out for that. There's an after party at the Rosehill Bowling Club. We'll have the big AFL game on for Greater Western Sydney, right there near their home in Western Sydney. And look, Andrew, just to finish the day off, a $10 Giants burger over at the Rosehill Bowling Club. Wouldn't that just go down a treat?
It will be after the last. Don't worry about that. Duff will be lining up. He'll want one or two there. It's just a monster day. The gates open at 11, so make sure you get out there early. The first Melbourne race is midday, and then Sydney not long after that at 12:15. It's a huge day, and we urge people to get out and enjoy some of the best three-year-olds clashing today in the De Bortoli Wines Golden Rose. Thanks a lot, Brett. We'll talk to you later in the morning.
Thank you, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $800,000 projected quaddy pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and TAB markets.
And for those that are joining us out of 7 o'clock, good morning to you. Welcome to Golden Rose Day, sponsored by De Bortoli Wines. What a day we've got at Rosehill. About 32 degrees. The track is a good 4 this morning. Penetrometer 4.74 and the rail at 3 metres. They put 17 millimetres for the week, 2 yesterday, and they mowed it, and the track seems to be in A1 order. Kembla Grange, a good 3, the rail at 4 metres. Caulfield, they're starting. The first race will be run on a good 3. They've got 30 degrees in Melbourne and 40 to 50 k knots, so monitor that through the day. Ipswich is the feature program in southeast Queensland. That track is a good 4 and the penetrometer 4.6. What a day it is. And we welcome in Ron Duppasy. Morning to you, Ron.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. One of my favourite races, the Golden Rose. It's gone from strength to strength. It's another tip-top field today. Can't wait to see Minari, the Ferrari, walk into the yard today. Look, I think it's an important day for the yard. 35 degrees, a few of these horses... This is going to hit them pretty hard today because they haven't had a build-up into this sort of temperatures. We'll monitor that as the day goes on, and no reason not to get out there today. We're air conditioning everywhere, except in our commentary box, but anyway, that's another story. But really looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. And Mike Fraser joins us. It's been Minari and Pariah right through the day, or right through the week, I should say, Mike. Who knows what unfolds today?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Yes, super day's racing, isn't it? I agree with Ronnie. It's one of my favourite races also, this Golden Rose. We've had some tip-top winners in previous years. Super support card today. We've got a 3-metre rail. We raced here a fortnight ago with a normal rail, and the track played a little bit towards the on-pace. It's just a little bit, but the fence was fine. Invariably, sometimes when they put a 3-metre rail out a fortnight later, the fence can give out, but I'm suggesting maybe with all these dry tracks that we've had lately, it won't cut up as much, although they have put a fair bit of irrigation on it. So we'll just monitor that, but there are some tip-top fields today. Even that first race, it's only a benchmark 74 for the three-year-olds, but Chris Waller's got a colt in there, Ronnie, that I'm really looking forward to seeing go around again. That Perrette, he looks very impressive based on his Canterbury debut.
Yeah, he's the spruce horse of the day, isn't he? He was very impressive there. Well, has he got enough style, or we can talk about that later?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Godolphin horses there, Beau Geste is one that's certainly prominent in that race as well. You've got three-year-olds, Ron, that are heading towards maybe the Victoria Derby, heading towards the Gloaming. A lot of those trainers are saying, this is what I've been waiting for, getting their horses to 1,800 metres. It's a bit more than just the Golden Rose. It's a really strong meeting.
Yeah, it's a good race. It's an interesting race, the Gloaming. You know, once these, like you said, once these three-year-olds sort of get past the mile there, you know, you don't sort of rely so much on class. You know, if you look at that race, you'd say, oh, a story is thrown in there of level weights, but it's a whole new pain barrier today, the 1,800, although he's had a mile lead up. So, yeah, really looking forward to that. We'll be able to sort of identify our champion stakes and derby types out of this race, races like this, for next time.
We will. There's been no extra scratchings since Thursday. We sit on seven earlies. All the horses that have been scratched that are in the papers, the only ones that aren't running, or the only one that isn't running, I think, is Exacting. All the others have found other races. So we sit on seven. There's been no extras this morning. We'll keep an eye on those. Let's get cracking with the interviews. Bjorn Baker is with us here on Racing HQ. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, team.
Good to talk to you. And this, we've just been talking about this Disorderly Wines Golden Rose, and the decision was made earlier in the week to back up Champagne Cuddles.
Yeah, it was indeed. It's exciting to have a runner, and she came through last run very well. She's got a good constitution, so I don't think the backup will worry her at all.
Well, she's the fit horse in the race, Bjorn, with, you know, like you said, a quick backup and running for a big prize. I suppose that was tempting as well.
Yeah, for sure. And her form's been excellent, this preparation, and I guess it's a whole other big question mark up against the Colts, but she's in good order. She's drawn, hasn't drawn ideally, but not too far off in gate eight, and she'll be finishing off hard, I'm sure.
How does that leave her sort of flight stakes campaign, you know, the timing of that?
Well, she's still in it, so that's definitely an option. We'll just see what happens today and see how she comes through. But if one horse is going to run 3 weeks in a row, it's her. She's got a bigger appetite than me.
Race five here. You got Louboutin, your two mares, Louboutin and Imposing Lass. Both worked hard early at Newcastle, but it looks a bit softer here.
Yeah, it does, and it's sort of unfortunate. They're up against each other. They've got sort of similar racing patterns, but it worked out the start before last. But last time it didn't really work out. But I think back on a genuine surface, they're both in really good order. The 1500 should suit both of them as well. So I think they're both in there as live hopes.
Which one do you see more forward than the other today?
We'll just, I guess, have a look how the track's playing, and they'll both be there somewhere, I'm sure.
Okay. Bonnie O'Reilly, she's at her best from inside draws, where she can just, you know, relax on the speed and sprint.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the big key. We accepted in the Shannon and the Golden Pendant just to make sure we'll have a choice of the two. And she drew better in the Golden Pendant. So I think she should get a nice run just off the speed, and hopefully she's strong at the finish.
1,400 metres, little question mark?
Oh, I think she'll be fine. She's raced well at the 1,350 previously. She's third up. So she's going into the race with a really good base and a soft draw, so I think she'll travel nicely and have a bit of luck.
It looks a slow race to last. I see you've already been pretty proactive and gone to the stewards and say you're going to let Sir Plush stride forward a little bit today.
Yeah, I think so. He hasn't had too much luck since he won first up. He's a horse that really appreciates a good gait, and if we can sort of just get him off the speed and switch him off. But I think the last four or five times he's been entered, he's pretty much drawn the outside, and that's the case today. So he's fit, he's on the back up, he's going up to 1,400, and he's got natural speed. So today we will use that, and Impavita, of course, is in the race, and he'll probably, 1,400 might be a bit short, but he's fresh, he's well, he's a quality horse, and I think we're definitely yet to see the best of him.
Okay, what's the plans with Impavita? Were you thinking maybe spring derby type? He's a four-year-old now, I should say, but what have you got a plan for him in the spring?
Oh, we'll just see how he goes and how he sort of comes up. He is a Magic Millions horse, so that's probably the long-range plan, trying to get him into the Magic Millions staying race. But if he goes well today, we'll sort of just play it step by step with him.
One runner at Kembla, Ann Vorder with Van Damme on.
Yeah, it will... I call him Jean Valjean, after Lame is. But, yeah, it's good to see Jean back. He had an injury and forced layoff. He's a very promising apprentice. And she's going well. Her first up run was excellent. It was a slowly run race. And she's drawn a bit awkward today, so we'll probably look to be positive on her and put her in the race. But I think she's going really well. Not an easy race, but I think she'll be right there.
Beautiful.
And can I ask you about the temperatures? Ron made that he'll be keeping very much a close eye on the horses in the yard. Champagne Cuddles with 34 degrees on the way. Is she one that could cope with that?
I think she's fairly bomb-proof. She's probably as good as any. We've had one or two hot days this spring already. I think they're used to it. She's rock hard. But I guess we don't really know, though, but it is going to be interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to watch them through the day.
I hope the air conditioning's working well. I might melt.
It'll be going all right. Good on you, Bjorn. Good luck today with all of them.
Thanks, guys.
And Stuart Ramsey, of course, with Champagne Cuddles there with Bjorn Baker backing up Ron. It'll be interesting to see the fillies. They've been running well for Melody's done nothing wrong, and Champagne Cuddles has been very consistent.
Oh, look, they could easily shape up here because they were so dominant over, in the early two-year-old. Well, they won the slipper, and they were very dominant as two-year-olds. So who's to say that they can't continue on with that, that scene in the spring? So it'll be interesting to line them up here today to see how close they get to these good colts.
What do you think of them, Mike?
Well, I think they're both talented fillies, but they do have to tick the 1400 metre box. I think Formality may be in a little bit of trouble insofar as she's a go forward filly from an awkward draw, and there's a little bit of pressure on in that first two or three lengths of the lead. So Champagne Cuddles, I think from her draw, she's likely to get back midfield, and if she can switch off, I'm sure she'll hit the line strongly. But as I say, I'm not really sure about Formality from that draw, Ron.
Yeah, look, I'm just a bit worried. It looks a really high-pressure race on paper, and everyone's all of a sudden becoming very negative just listening to a few interviews. Oh, they're all terrible. We can terrify people out of reading the speed of the race. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's not as much pressure as we think. Let me start that again. All revolves on how hard the mission goes within himself and how hard Parast wants to go. They're the key to the speed of the race. So I think they got the rest of them bluffed out of it.
Yep.
Do you think at the moment, like Gold Standard and Formality, obviously, are still going to go forward, and who knows what else will join them from out? Why do you think Pariah and Minari are going to settle sort of seventh to ninth, somewhere there?
I would have thought Formality is the only key I can't work out because she's so brilliant out of the barrier. She's a really good barrier horse, although she's had inside draws. She could be on Minari's back, or she could be easily outside the lead if they were pretty serious with her. So I would have thought Pariah would be looking for Formality and Minari's back being ridden a little quieter than most here.
Of course, you've also got Trapeze Artist that's widely drawn, more than likely going to go forward too. So.
Yeah, well, he's a question mark. So They're the two that hold the key, the Trapeze Artist and the Formality.
Yep.
And Trapeze Artist with the blinkers going back on too.
Are they going back on or off?
I thought they were going
blinkers
on.
Back on for the
back
second
on.
Time.
There you
yeah.
go, yeah. Yeah, back on,
yep.
sorry, yeah. Yeah.
Adrian Bott is joining us. He's been listening to that, of course, the co-trainer with Gay Waterhouse of Gold Standard. Morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. What an intriguing race it is. I guess with Gold Standard, we know what the horse can do out of the barriers, and normally your stable do like to go forward.
Yeah, look, naturally, like to go forward with the horses, and last start we were able to see he broke away cleanly and really had to put himself in the race, whereas in the up-and-coming he stepped away slightly slow. So, look, hopefully we're right on top of that and he can break cleanly today. Certainly like to be positive, but I guess a lot of it will be dependent on what's happening on our inside and the early speed shown there, because there does look to be quite a hot tempo on early, and like I said, it would just be intriguing to see how it plays out that first part of the race.
Well, he did show his toughness the other day. It was 1500, and he did ride a hot speed, and he did come out on top with flying colours.
Yeah, look, a hot speed certainly won't scare us at all. He is tough in that sense. He'll see out. He's going to get further eventually, this colt. He's a real strong miler, and I think that'll sort of really suit him down to the ground today if it is a strongly run race, because a good tough 1400 metre test today will sort of probably fall more into our hands, I would have thought, than some others.
And you're obviously happy with him since the Stan Fox?
Yeah, look, he's done brilliant and terrific in his work in between. He's a horse that just physically looks the part at the moment. He's just thriving on his work and just seems to be taking that gradual improvement with each start. But more so just mentally in his racing manners, we saw last start what he can do when he really put it together. It's sort of hard to believe it's really only his first racing preparation. And just to see the improvement that he's made each start from his, just starting out from his maiden in this campaign, he's sort of really put it all together. And we saw a furnished product there last start.
The Colin Stevens, you've got a couple of good runners here. Broadside, he was so tough at Newcastle. He improved out of sight. Really good effort to get him to win 2300 second up.
Yeah, no, that was a very very satisfying win, that one. I guess we had a lot of confidence with him going into the first up run. He started favourite on that day over the stable mate DIC, and he just first up over 1900 metres, he had a bit of a torrid run. He had no luck, and it was a very high pressure race, and he just knocked up early in the piece in that race. So he showed how tough he is bouncing back at Newcastle, and he was sort of able to dictate there and get the run to suit him. So I'd like to think that we get those similar conditions again today, just in the smaller field. Tactically, it's a race that should really sort of suit him.
It should. DIC, could he improve?
I think he can. He does need everything to fall into his place. But look, last start probably wasn't as disappointing as it reads. He does lack a bit of a... He is very one pace, so stepping up to the 2400 was really suit him. But last start, we just got too far back on a slowly run race, and he just couldn't quicken and get himself into the race. But he held his ground, so I was happy with him there. But that day when he won, that, as I said, it was that race where it was very hot speed. He got all the favours in the race, and it all fell into place for him. So hopefully we'll be able to see him a bit closer today, and as the step up to 2400 should suit.
Race five, the Shannon, Dark Eyes. He's first up at 1500 with a few trials.
Yeah, look, it's just taken him a while to come to hand and get the fitness into him. He did very well in between his breaks, so hence the reason for the extra trials. And, that'll sort of suit him first up the 1500 metres. He's probably just now getting a little bit older, lacks a little bit of that dash, and will no doubt get over a bit further later into the preparation, just training him to get over ground. So this will be a strong test for him first up. He is open to improvement, and will probably appreciate a bit further later in the preparation.
How are these mares going in the pendant? You got Sweet Redemption and Sought After.
Yeah, look, coming off two disappointing runs. I cannot do not have an explanation for Sought After's poor performance up at Newcastle. I really liked what we saw at Wyong. She finished off well and just finished on the leader's heels, and went into Newcastle full of confidence with her, based on sort of the work we'd seen in between runs. But as I said, she couldn't have been more disappointing up there. So. Look, giving her an easy week, she seems to have bounced back well, and hopefully she can run more in line with what we've seen from her first up. But look, no doubt she's her best form's over a little bit further, so she may find these a bit sharper today. Sweet Redemption, she's bounced back. Her first up run was absolutely brilliant. She ran some great times here on the Randwick track, and I think that probably just took its toll on her second up. She just raced a little bit flat for us there at Wyong, so. I think we've been able to freshen her up and get her to bounce back, and because on her first up performance, she's right in this, but no doubt she's a little bit disappointing, but done plenty of work with her to get her to bounce back, and I think she can.
Caulfield, Joyfully Ours in the first. She's back a level here. Could she lift?
Yeah, I think she can. I think that's the key, just probably coming back a little bit in class and going up in trip. She didn't look entirely comfortable here at Randwick, and we probably... She was able to lead them up, but it was quite a slowly run race and probably didn't suit her in the end. So a bit more speed on stepping up to the 1400 metres, and she just wanted to hang out a bit here in Sydney. So didn't appear that comfortable. We sent her down to Melbourne. Melbourne way of going, she seems to appreciate a lot better, and some of her best form over in New Zealand was the Melbourne way. So I think she can bounce back, and she's much better than what we saw first up here in Sydney.
Mm. Stampede, well, he's a quiet achiever. He's a beauty.
Hard to knock what he's done. He's just, we keep raising the bar for him, and he responds accordingly. So he's, such a beautiful colt, and I think there's still a lot more there to offer. But probably surprised me how forward and maybe dominant he was in his first up win at Moonee Valley over the mile. So I guess that's given us a lot of confidence going into this race. He's done particularly well in between, and no doubt that the step up to the 2,000 will suit him. But, you know, delighted with what we're seeing in between runs.
And I've got a soft spot for Prompt Response. She always gives her all.
Doesn't she? She's so consistent. Look, the only sort of knock on her, she's probably yet to win first up. She does retain some residual fitness from Queensland. And look, I think we saw her go to from strength to strength throughout last campaign. And, yeah, she sort of really put it all together there in Queensland. And I think just naturally just her racing pattern and she will improve with a couple of runs. But hopefully we've got a nice soft draw there today. And if we can get a good run, she'll, as you've seen, she'll be consistent in fighting out the finish for us, hopefully.
Races 1 and 4 at Kembla, Stonebrook, Misty Lad, both look hard to beat.
Yeah, look, very happy with both of those. And, I think Stonebrook's a really nice progressive type. I really liked his latest trial. So, look, it's a nice race for him, and I think there's certainly a lot more upside to him. Misty Lad, we've seen plenty of potential. He's yet to put it all together, so we may have rushed him to the races there last start on the back of sort of one nice trial, and he did a few things wrong at Hawkesbury when he was short price favourite. So we've taken him back, just got him to come back a notch in his work and just teaching him to relax. And we saw that in his latest trial. He just sort of had a quiet trial in between, but really quickened and finished off nicely. So if we can see him put it all together today, he's more than got the ability to be able to win a race down there today.
Beautiful.
And Adrian, can we get an update on the Tab Everest horse English out of last week?
Yeah, look, she's come out of the race really well. She's tightened up nicely for that. I think a good runner up like that will sort of really bring her on. Didn't have the easiest sort of runs. She was sort of exposed the whole way. Sort of very hard to run down, a rock hard race fit tough horse like Red Zell when they're carving out those sort of sectionals. But we were really happy with her performance. As I said, I think it's brought her on nicely, and I guess stepping up to the 1200 for us now going forward will really suit. So she hasn't had to do too much in between. Saw a nice gallop from her this morning just on the course proper at Randwick, and she's ticking over beautifully.
Beautiful. And are you hopeful of maybe coming late with Global Glamour? Can you bring us an update there?
Yeah, look, she also had a good hit out on the course proper this morning. She's down to trial on Monday, and I think we'll see a lot more from her on Monday. She was given a nice easy trial there for the first time a fortnight ago, but she'll be out there to do a lot more next week and be given a good hit out. I think we'll see a more forward mare then. Look, we're still looking at the concert. I think it's the Lightning Stakes on the same day.
Yep.
If not, potentially a start a week either side of the Everest down in Melbourne. And still sort of finalising the program there. But I think the trial on Monday will help be a good indication for us and tell us everything there. But very happy.
Looking forward to seeing her. Mate, good luck with all of them today.
I really appreciate it. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Ron.
See you, mate.
Thanks, Adrian. Adrian Bott going through. Very comprehensive, Ron, on all of the runners today.
They're doing a great job.
Yep. Fantastic job, actually.
Yeah, he is. Bella Success has come out of the first. Race 1, number 8, Bella Success. So that gives us 8 now for this program. Chris has still got the 2 there. And as you mentioned, Mike, a lot of interest in Perrette in that first race.
Certainly is. Certainly is. Looking forward to seeing him go around. He was ultra impressive at Canterbury. He was locked away in a pocket and he just sort of pulled out and just exploded over the last 150 metres and then was coasting. So, yeah, he's got a lovely action too. So.
Yeah, they're talking Caulfield Guineas with him, so
already.
Obviously they must like him in the stable as well. He did start $9 at his first start.
Yeah.
Surely they would have known he had a bit more ability than that.
But, I mean, that was what I couldn't get my head around. My son does the barrier trials, and he said to me, he said, we've got to back this, and we had something on it.
Yeah.
And both his trials were really, really impressive.
They were.
So, yeah, it's weird that he started those odds. Hmm.
Just ahead of Ron Quinton. Ron, last night, Neil Werrett releasing that Black Caviar had a more than ready filly, and Mum and the filly are the same colour as Mum. Everything went to plan. So in the next few years, we'll see her run, I guess. And I think Oceatra is going to run. I think it might even be Wednesday at Flemington. It's certainly at a Flemington meeting over the next week or two. But They're starting to creep, and well done to all that played a part in the new filly.
Yeah, for sure. More royalty on the ground, and can't wait to follow her progress.
Yeah, exactly. I'm more than ready. Let's go to Ron Quinton. He's got his two lining up today. Morning to you, Ron.
Morning, Andrew.
I know you've got more than the two, but we love talking about Dixie and Daisy.
Yeah, well, those two mares and Boss Lane, they've been the stalwart of the stable over the last couple of seasons. They're pretty special to us.
Yeah.
Dixie just looked in a slow race on paper last time, Ron, but unfortunately she found herself chasing a unexpected hot speed, and she just didn't look right for that, ready for that.
No, she's not. That's not her style either. the only time that she's won when she led was when they didn't go three-quarter pace, they went half pace, you know?
That's right, yeah.
So, no, she's better if she saved up for one good last sprint at them. She's no good if she has to chase them a long way out, and like the other day, it appeared as though the winner was the only one with speed, and that was right, but...
He used it.
If you go on times, he breaks records. He's probably one of the most improved horses in Sydney, that horse.
As he is. Well, he's just found himself an Everest contender overnight, so obviously a lot of people think a lot of him. Daisy, she's set to do her thing again here. She's just as consistent.
Yeah, now look, I'm very, very happy with both mares. Daisy's drawn out. She'll probably have to go forward a bit. They were a little bit nippy for her in the 1200 the other week, but she hit the line very strong the last 100. So she'll probably have to go forward a bit because from out there, and Dixie, well, I'd like to see her ridden just a tad quieter so she can use that acceleration that she has got, you know.
All in all, they've both done well.
Very happy with them in the stable. Dixie's coat is is coming right, and
yeah,
it's just not quite there yet, but she was exactly the same last year.
Yep.
And she still raced very well, so that won't be an excuse. But I'm very confident the two mares will run very, very well, and there was nothing in their work on Tuesday morning. They didn't work together or anything like that, but their work on the course proper Tuesday was pretty good, you know.
You've also got Ima Nui in there in race four. He's on a quicker backup here. Obviously, he's racing well. He was a month between runs last time.
Yeah, I don't worry about that too much, Ron. You know, he was fitting well the other day, and he had his chance to win, and he just got run down the last little bit. But, you know, he's a horse that's having trouble winning. You know, he always seems to run well, but he's just having trouble getting there first.
Does he need the sting out of the ground to finish right off?
Would help him a lot. Would help him a lot, because he, in his early part of his career, when he won, I think, three in a row, they were all wet tracks, and he does love it, you know, so... Yeah, he would benefit by some sting out of the ground.
All right, well, good luck with them today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ron. Ron Quinton joining us there, running through, particularly in the Golden Pendant. We've been focusing in on the Golden Rose for good reason, Mike, but this Golden Pendant with Ron's two and Oh My Sword, can it rebound to its true form? And couple of others there that we've spoken about with Bjorn, with Bonnie O'Reilly and the like. It's a really competitive group too.
Yeah, certainly is. These mares, they don't win out of turn, but I think it's one of the deeper races on the day. I think the pace may have something to do with it. Doesn't look to be a whole heap of pressure up there,
and no,
and they may just fall into their slots pretty early, but very competitive race.
Righto, we're going to take a break here on Racing HQ. We've got more interviews to come. Josh Parr, Ron, will he answer our call today? I mean, the last time we missed him, he rode three winners.
I think he had three rides, three wins. He's only got two rides today. He wouldn't have too much to do, so he can pick up the phone. He might ride another two today.
In fact, he's phoned us. He said, hang on a sec, I want to get on this show this week. He's on the line before we take that break. Josh, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Duff.
And we should mention, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, you had Minari and your phone, you had phone issues and we couldn't get to you, and then you came out and wrote it. Mate, it was a big day for you.
Yeah, it certainly was. Let's hope something similar today.
Well, like you said, you were unbeaten last time at Rose Hill. You've only got two rides today, but, geez, they're both terrific winning chances here. And this story is a nice pickup today, Josh.
It's a great pickup. Yeah, his win at Newcastle was really impressive. He when the race was starting to move forward from the 600-metre point and a few horses making their move, he was disappointed and just had to wait that little bit longer. And he got out roughly 300 metres from home and showed a really good turn of foot. I was really pleased. It was really pleasing to watch, and hopefully he's trained on in similar order and he'll be very hard to beat.
He's got a beautiful barrier here in two. He just probably maps in the first half of the field and hopefully relaxes well.
Yeah, I think that's crucial today, isn't it? Stepping up to the 1,800 metres. And I think that'll be the same situation for a lot of them. They just need him to switch off. And if he doesn't present himself at the 300-metre mark like he did at Newcastle, then he's certainly going to be in the race. I'm really excited to pick up this ride today.
Minari, have you been on his back since last start?
Yeah, I got to gallop him on Monday morning. Just a similar work to what we did running into the run to the road, and I was really pleased with him. His work was what I believe spot on. Gerald was very pleased with him, and his times were exceptional. And I think he's improved with fitness, and I think we've got into the preparation. He really looks like a racehorse now. You'll be taken by him in the yard today, I'd imagine. Even though he's looked good the last two starts, he's still been that little bit big, but he looks like a proper racehorse this week, and I was wrapped with his work, and I'm full of confidence.
Okay, are you feeling any pressure on a high-profile horse like this?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there is. It's obviously, there's a lot of hype around the horse, and he could be a very valuable colt if he's to win a Group 1, and especially today. So the pressure I'm feeling is just to make sure I get the job done and do a good job for the connection.
I'm not going to ask you your tactics. Are you going to have an open mind or a set plan?
With big races like this, Ron, as you know, there definitely has to be a plan. Going out willy-nilly in big-time races can turn out really ugly. But the horse has got really good barrier speed, and he's shown that to us this preparation. And if he's able to begin like he has in his two first-up runs, then I'll be racing in a forward position.
He gets in the yard and he's been behaving himself. He looks like when he gets to the barrier, he does get a little bit hot. Is that right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. And it's just a matter of trying to keep him really calm. I've kept him away from as far away from the other horses as possible the previous two starts, just to give him a bit of room. He does get a little bit anxious when he's bundled up behind the barriers there and with not a lot of room, and obviously the pressure starts to build up as horses start to move into the barrier. So all about keeping him nice and calm pre-race today.
Well, let's hope you can get the job done today. It's a big moment for you.
Thanks very much.
And Josh, the group record for Josh Parr, how does it sit going into the Group 1 today?
Sorry, what was that, Andrew?
Just your record in group races, and this obviously a big Group 1 today. Where does it sit in your career? Have you had success at the highest level, or where have you had it?
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to win a couple of Group 1 races now and about 50 other stakes races. So I have had good success in the group races, but this will be the best of them.
Good luck, Josh. Hope it's a good day with Minari.
Thanks very much, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Josh. Josh Parr joining us there. Scratchings have gone straight to final. There's eight of them for De Bordoli Wines Golden Rose Day. Fine, going to be around 32, 33 degrees. Good four, penetrometer 4.74, and the rails at 3 metres. Race one, number eight, Bella's Success is out. It's been the extra this morning. Race one, number eight. Race two, number six, L Ward, number six. Race three, number one, Exciting, number one. The fourth is clear. Race 5, number 3, Bonnie O'Reilly, and 6, Oh My Sword, 3 and 6. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, number 6, Euro Angel, and 10, Louboutin, 6 and 10. And race 9, number 11, Heartlings. Race 9, number 11. So if you've got the morning papers, the only extra is race 1, number 8, Bella Success. A break, and then we'll be back with more interviews still to come. Paul Snowden and Hugh Bowman.
Join the Dynamic Syndications Gay and Adrian team in the first by champion, Done Deal. 10 wins, 6 group ones and over $5.3 million. From Fund Zero, half-sister to the dam of champion two-year-old Moss Fun.
He was a standout at the Magic Millions. What a great racehorse Done Deal was, and what a cracking family this filly has. The Done Deal filly should be a Done Deal.
Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
For the best price and range on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Mazda. September brings the art of value. Right now, get an extra year's factory warranty and get 3 years roadside assistance for free on all passenger vehicles and CX-3. Plus a $500 Mazda accessory pack and Mazda factory bonuses. See the Mazda expert today. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Jarlow's pies are the best pies in Australia. They are my favourite pie. An all-Australian-owned and family-operated business, Jarlow's Pies produce only the best quality premium pies. A magnificent range using only 100% lean Aussie beef, including Jarlow's Junior Pie 12-packs. Just perfect for the kids, Mum. Jarlow's Pies available in all Coles and IGA stores, and if they're not there, please ask for Jarlow's by name. At Jarlow's Pies, we're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $800,000 projected quaddy pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, this is Racing HQ. Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser with us. Ron and Mike, I'll come to you both. Ron, the Everest again during the week gaining a lot of publicity, and yesterday we had the partnership formed between the owners of Deploy and also the Chris Waller slot that they've come together to line up in the race in a couple of weeks' time. Deploy, the last two wins, Ron, track records.
Yeah, he's laid his cards on the table and he's secured the slot. This is getting really interesting now. There's two slots left, I think. Coolmore has still got a slot and Damien Flower has still got a slot, Jade Sky.
Yep. Yep.
So they can just sit on the fence now and just see what evolves in the probably after next week. Probably about the time to move when you see a few of these other horses, lay their cards on the table.
Maybe the Moya next Friday night might could be a race that something could come from.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying this is an intriguing race, isn't it? You've got Chris Waller's got a slot. And he's giving his slot up to a fellow horse trainer. Like it's just crazy. I've never seen a race like this in my life. I mean, obviously it's all brand new, but just it's a race within a race within a race to get into the race, and it's just amazing. This
it's like a game of poker.
Exactly.
And there's so many other variables as well. No one's really thought of. Well, I'm sure they've thought of it, but you could do, a deal with your colours as well. You know, like if I went to the Commonwealth Bank or something, said, "Do you want to, use your colours on my horse?" You've got to pay the fine, but just for the advertisement, because it's worldwide. It's one big commercial.
Yep.
Well, I understand that might have been an issue that the Star Group have been working through the week with Redkirk Warrior, that maybe some people didn't want the colours worn and some did. So, look, it is certainly
Some people are superstitious, but if they want to do a deal, they've got to play the game.
Exactly. So, David Hayes was pretty forward yesterday on the radio saying that he expects it's others. He said it's for others to announce, but as far as he knows, the two will be lining up, Redkirk Warrior, Vega Magic. If that's right, then it's Coolmore and Damien Flower that will have the two slots to go. Paul Snowden's just sitting there ready to go. He's also ready to go today. Morning to you, Paul.
Andrew, how are you?
Good, mate. See this, mate, it's extraordinary, the Everest build-up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. And look, it's a bit of a spectacle too on the road to it. They're all sort of clashing along the way, where usually they sort of meet in the grand final. So it definitely keeps everyone honest, that's for sure.
Mm. Yeah, and as how's Red Zell come through last week?
Yeah, he's good, mate. It's a very cruisy week for him this week, and he's not screwed right down by any means yet. So we've done it a couple of times before, just a 3 to 4 week gap in between runs. He's won a group one off it and one down the straight. So this is perfect time for him. And obviously locking in a spot when we did just gave us that flexibility to aim right up at that race now. So we're in a really good position.
Obviously, there's other plans for Russian Revolution. I thought he would have been a target, but that's not the case.
It probably still is. It just depends what happens after the Boyer. If he happened to win, that's certainly something for Henry and the rest of the team to be thinking about, because he's got two group ones next to his name then, and it all becomes something about. It might entice him to sort of sway that way, but well, there's still plenty of good races to win down there. If we don't get a slot with him, it's not the end of the world, but he's certainly going well enough, that's for sure.
Moulton, race one, up in class, but he's off two wins, and Matt's well on pace here.
Yeah, he's done a good job. His last two wins were very solid. They've only been a provincial grade, but this horse we thought a little bit of, so it's not surprising to see him end up in a race like this, but it's certainly a nice progression to what he's been going through. And I dare say he's turned into a really nice type, and you're going to see a lovely horse parade there before the race. I think he runs extremely well.
Race four, Plot Twist, first up 2,000 off a 2 mile win.
Yeah, look, he's going to get better after today, isn't he? But just want to see him hitting the line late and look forward to, I think he's probably going to go to Melbourne after this. He's a 2,200, 2,400 metre race, second up, so get him started.
So Connig, cozy on pace run there.
Look, he did a little bit of work early in the run the other day, and I thought I'd just told the last furlong. He was right there to the last 150, and he just started to whimper on his run. So if he can get across and take up a prominent spot, it's definitely he's going to be there for a long way.
The Gloaming, race six, Coulthard, he's had a nice grounding for this, although up in class.
Yeah, look, he just needs to win one. He's drawn the right barrier to get a lovely run, so there looks to be a lot of pressure there. Certainly going to utilise that to a degree, just depending on sort of what does come out wide. But I think you see him in the first four or five comfortably. Gives him a nice chance of running well.
Well, talk to me about these lovely colts in the Golden Rose. Pariah, tricky draw, but I suppose Blake will be just eyeing off Minari's back there.
Yeah, look, we don't really worry too much about a barrier draw with this horse, because he can adapt to any tempo. We went forward the other day, and like you said at San Domenico, he was back from a white gate. It's very push button in the run. I think we basically just ride to the tempo, ride to sort of what we see in front of us. So I don't think we'll be changing anything, and that's the way we'll approach it with him again today.
Okay, and happy with his he's peaking on the right day.
Oh look, he's done extremely well since the other day, and this is a completely different race makeup. 1400 today, it's different ball game, and a lot of horses are tackling it for the first time, aren't they? So they're probably going to be a little bit conservative, but still, if they do, there's certainly horses that punch up inside them to sort of make them work and to get where they want to be.
Draker, is he a nice draw for him?
I think so. He's probably the forgotten horse. If him and Assimilate, their form has stood up for the last good month or so, these two horses, with Gay's horse winning and just beating, or Jackery's beat him, and then he's come out one and ties in with Addictive Nature, which just beat Assimilate. So that form sort of held up the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks, and they're probably two forgotten horses, but they're primed to run well, and they're both going to probably be midfieldish, I'd imagine, but they're going to be hitting the line strongly.
And you finish with Den Purr. Well, the tempo was against the second up there.
Yeah, look, she's an honest mare. She gets conditions run to suit. She's definitely configure.
OK. And Caulfield Ravi, the new look Ravi, keeping in touch. Will she keep in touch again today?
Well, we're anticipating so off a lovely draw again. Dwayne's just got to just take advantage of that. She's just relaxing so well in her race as well. And she looks outstanding. She looks really, really good in herself. She's travelled down extremely well and settled in really great down there. So expecting another good run from her.
Yeah, very, very strong at Kembla Grange. Is Icon of Dubai the best of them?
Yeah, I'd assume so. He's a horse that we just were unlucky the other day. There was a lot of speed in the race, and, well, actually, the wind popped off our back and got us late. He was in the first, so he's only had the one trial leaning into that. He was a little bit soft going into it. Weren't expecting the tempo to be that strong, but just dragged us out of us a little bit late. But, look, he should be winning down there today if he does it. In a bit of trouble.
Okay. How big's the stable in Melbourne? How many boxes have you got in Melbourne?
So 30's full. We've got it half full at the moment. Obviously, a lot of these horses have their runs and then filter down. So by the end of the month, we should have nearly 20, 22, something like that. Then that'll sort of stabilise about 25 till the carnival's over. We'll look to keep it full sort of Christmas time and then on.
Beautiful.
Fantastic. Well, mate, good luck with the three and the Golden Rose and all the other runners today.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Snowden going through them all. And our last guest this morning in our interview hour, and, of course, the preview hour comes up at 8 o'clock, is Hugh Bowman. Morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to talk to you, mate. And it was great listening on Thursday. Your wife, Christine, was on with Sean Cosgrove on the radio. He's Chinwag Seekman, and she was fantastic, mate. I don't want to embarrass her or embarrass you, but it was great listening just how you two met, how she, came from Ireland, came with Dermot Weld, and she came back, and fortunately for you, mate, you met up.
Yeah, I'm not lucky. No, it was a great interview, and she's obviously, she's been an absolute backbone to my career ever since we met in around 2003, I think we met, so... obviously we've been very close ever since, and we were married in 2009 and got two beautiful children now, so life's good for us both.
Yeah, fantastic.
What about the other woman in your life, Winx? Happy with the decision to go to Melbourne?
Look, I it's a shame she won't be running on Everest Day, but look, I think Chris was very mindful of the preparation going towards the Cox Plate, and we had discussions about it, and I think realistically the preparation just stood out for us because she's had three hard runs now, and that's there for everyone to see, and she can now have 3 weeks between her next two starts, and I just think for the horse's best interest going towards the Cox Plate, it was the obvious choice of race.
And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but are you excited about that they might be travelling with her next year?
Yeah, I am. I mean, to be honest with you, Ron, I'm, really concentrating on this preparation at this stage. But, it's always been in the back of their minds if she was to get the third one after last year, of course, then they'd certainly consider travelling, and it's not set in stone yet. But, yeah, if she's in the same form as she has been going to take her overseas, I think it'd be great. For us, it'd be great for Australian racing, and be great for the wherever she goes too. The real headline act.
And personally, you've taken up a contract in Japan in December, is it?
It'll start at the end of the Melbourne Carnival. So after Emirates Day, I'll fly over to Japan and basically ride there from mid November until Christmas time. Six week contract, but I'll also ride at the Hong Kong International meeting in the middle of early December. So I'll have 1 week in Hong Kong and 5 weeks in Japan.
Beautiful. Perrette, race one. We all saw that win first up. He's obviously very smart.
He's a good horse. The stable have a very high opinion of him. I did trial him a little while ago, and he gave me a very good feel. He's a horse that does want to get on with it a bit. I think he's still got a little bit of growing up to do, but he's a horse loaded with raw ability. which we all saw at Canterbury the other day. And, you know, I think from a wide draw, I'll ride him in a very similar fashion to which Glenn rode him, and I'd expect him to be finishing extremely well.
What did you make of A and Air in this? You went on her at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, she's a nice filly too. I think she's going to be more effective when she gets over a little bit further. She won well. She's still a little bit backward, but I think she's a filly that'll... Is he a filly or colt?
A filly.
Yeah, I think she'll develop into a horse that's, you know, a mile plus probably will be her best.
Race 4, Elwood. What do you say about this bloke? He seemed to cruise up on the turn the other day, but very one-paced.
Yeah, he was a bit. He was 2,000 metres back to 1,800, which doesn't sound a lot, but he's a European horse. And, you know, I just wonder whether that going back in trip has really worked well for them. I'm not sure that it does. I think, personally, he might be more comfortable ridden a bit quieter than I rode him the other day. Mm. I didn't expect to be in the 1-1, but just found myself there. And I did have a good run, but I think he'd be better or more effective ridden a touch quieter. Now, whether today's race is going to suit that, I'm not sure either. I can't see a great deal of speed or speeding numbers there. So I'll discuss that with Chris when I get to the races. But I've got no doubt he's a really promising horse. And I also think he'll be happier when he gets a little bit of moisture in the ground. It was very firm. It was firm when he won two starts ago, so I'm not saying he can't go on it, but I think he'd be just more effective when he gets back to those sort of the normal tracks that we're used to racing on, where there's a bit of give, because without the rain over the last couple of months, the tracks have raced very firm. They've raced very consistently, but they have been firm for the last month or so.
Good project. Do you find a race he could improve in second up there?
Yeah, well, I didn't think he was disappointing first up. I mean, the boy ran a track record, and this horse just isn't that fast. I mean, he is a Group 1 winner, but he's a little bit one-paced. His best trip's probably 1,600 metres, so he's up to the 15 today. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he ran in the first three, and I expect him to run well, and I wasn't disappointed with him the other day.
Sanctioned. Race 6, he should be in the finish if he relaxes on speed here.
Well, I'm pleased I've drawn so well. I think that was pretty vital to his chances here. And with a good draw, he could sit. You know, he could be box seat. He might be two pairs back. I won't be looking to hold a spot. My main objective here would be ensuring that he settles. But by drawing so softly, I won't have to drag back to find that cover to smother him up. So he could find himself in a really good position. And again, I was really pleased with him the other day. I think the trip will really suit him, but it's important that he does relax because he is inclined to want to overdo it.
I think you've won a four of these Golden Roses, but are you happy to stick with Simulate?
I'm happy with the ride. I thought his run last start was really good. Again, the draw's vital to him. I think if he drew right out, it would have been difficult because I would have been forced more or less to go right back. But from the middle draw, you know, if I can be in front of, you know, three or four or five runners, I could find myself in the right spot. I'm not saying I will. I'm hoping I will. But, you know, I think the race sets up well for him. And, you know, I don't know what sectionals he ran when he finished off last start, but he felt really good and he's got an electric turn of foot. He's trialled nicely since then. I wasn't blown away with the trial, I must admit, but I was happy the fact that I had to sort of dig him up and make him sort of force him to win the trial, make him fight a bit, because I'm expecting if we're going to win today, he's going to have to dig deep. So he got that experience in the trial.
And Omei Sword, well, this is her moment here. She's always had this stigma of, you know, stamped on her back as, you know, top class. Well, she's 1,400 third up from a good draw. So this is her moment.
Yeah, she needs to really show something. You know, I mean, she's always shown Group 1 potential, even from an early stage. And I know she's had a couple of little setbacks, which haven't been ideal. But today, the race looks perfect for her. I must admit, when I got off her at Rose Hill last start, I was a bit disappointed with her. I thought she was entitled to finish a little closer. But then, on review, she ran the fastest last 600 of the whole day. So it's hard to be critical. But then again, she's got to get the job done, and today's race really looks suitable. I should get the perfect run, and, you know, she's going well enough, but we want to see a win.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hugh. Great stuff there for our listeners and viewers to get out of your ride. Hugh Bowman joining us here. We're going to come back with Ron and Mike in our preview hour coming up in just a little while. We'll be, of course, joined by Glenn Munsey as well. But let's delve straight into the scratchings for Deborderly Wines Golden Rose Day. The gates open at 11. No jackets for members. No jackets required today with the warm temperatures. And the grandstand facilities have all the air conditioning for you to enjoy. Now, at Rose Hill, it's a good four. Penetrometer 4.74 and the rails at 3 metres. Race 1, number 8, Bella Success, number 8. Race 2, number 6, L Ward, number 6. Race 3, number 1, Exacting, number 1. The fourth is clear. Race 5, number 3, Bonnie O'Reilly, and 6, Oh My Sword, 3 and 6. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, number 6, Euro Angel, and 10, Louboutin, 6 and 10. And race 9, take out 11, Heartlings, number 11. So they're the scratchings for our feature program today at Rose Hill. The Kembla Grange, fine and a good 3, the rail at 4 metres. In the first, take out 3 Cedarwood and 4 Nightwood. That's 3 and 4 out of the first. Race 2, number 4 Chili Beauty, 6 Salonora and 8 Marco the Smuck, 4, 6 and 8. The third is clear, race 4, number 7 Smoke and Miss and 10 Miss Demi, 7 and 10. Race 5 is clear, race 6 at Kembla, number 7, Faux Shan, number 7. Race 7, number 2, Irish Lord, number 2. And race 8, number 3, Palmer Tier, race 8, number 3. They irrigated yesterday, like these tracks in New South Wales. 5 millimetres was sprayed on Kembla Grange yesterday. Now we've got Bowraville racing today in the Northern Rivers, the Nambucca River Jockey Club. It's fine and a good 3. The rail is true for the program. And let's check out the scratchings for Bowraville. And in this race, these races, very light on. The first two races are clear. Race 3, take out number 4. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, take out number 1. And race 7, the scratchings are 2 and 11. They put 12 millimetres of water through irrigation on the Bowraville track yesterday. It's a good 3 and the rail is true. Now to Caulfield. It's overcast and a good 3. The rail at 9 metres. They're looking for around 29, 30 degrees in Melbourne today and 40 to 50 k knot wind. So monitor that through the day. Race 1, take out 11, Miss Belisa, 12, Royal Disguise and 14, Harpooka. 11, 12 and 14. The second is clear. Race 3, number 1, Darabad. 3, Obedian. 5, Spun Largo. 7, Electric Fusion, 9, Freshwater Storm, 16, Kariak Anyair, and 18, Fine Embers. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 16 and 18. The fourth, take out 2, Indian Thunder, 8, Bed Talk, and 10, William Thomas, 2, 8 and 10. Race 5 is clear. Caulfield Race 6, number 10, Jalen, and 12, Castallo, 10 and 12. Race 7, the Foundation Cup, the former Naturalism, take out 7, Boom Time, number 7. Race 8, number 8, Miss Gunpowder, 15, Moonlight's Choice, 16, Modern Wonder, and 17, Sabajew, 8, 15, 16 and 17. And race 9, number 6, Fragonard, and 12, See the Sparkle, 6 and 12. Now we go to Ipswich. That's the feature meeting in southeast Queensland. Fine and a good 4. Penetrometer 4.6 and the rail is true. Race 1, take out 6 splits, number 6. Race 2, take out 2 Hingis Rose and 8 Bimini Road, 2 and 8. The third, take out 6 Londa Hero, number 6. Race 4, number 1 Ruling Force, number 1. Race 5, 6 Sultano Lad and 12 Barat, 6 and 12. Ipswich Race 6, number 2 Hudson County, 7 Hydrazine and 10 Final Zero, 2, 7 and 10. A heap of scratchings out of the 7th. They are 1 Iron George, 3 Old Brown Eyes, 4 She's a Lady, 5 Ignite the Light, 7 Mr. Boxvale, 8 Prolific Bell, 11 Dutch Treat, 15 Freddie Foxtrot,